Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. I hope everyone is doing well. So today I'm actually going to talk about what's wrong with being different. Like a lot of the time we are so afraid of being judged because we feel like we might be a bit different from others. That's why we feel afraid of being judged, especially when we're doing something that it's not that usual or just something that you suddenly find it fun or something. Then after you do it, you feel like, what if people might judge me? Or even something that you just give it a thought but you never really do it because you're so afraid of being judged. But actually, what is so wrong with being different? So, a lot of the time, just because we don't want to look different from others, and so we try to hide our true self. But when you give it a second thought, what's so wrong with it? Isn't being different means that we are being special? And at the end of the day, we should appreciate ourselves because you're just like the one and only you and the one and only me. And so we probably should appreciate the differences in individuals, right? Yeah. And when I try to link it to my personal experiences, when I was young, I'm always the type that is very shy and wanted to hide myself from the crowd when I was very young. Yeah. However, I started noticing that there's actually some feelings in me that starts growing, and I also wanted people to see me. Yeah, it's funny that I'm so afraid of being the spotlight. I mean, being spotlighted, but at the same time, I want people to see me. Isn't it very conflicting? Yeah. And so when I grew into my teenager years, I noticed that I started wanting more attention on me. Yeah, I wanted people to be able to see me. Sometimes there's just this probably one girl or one guy in the school that is so popular that everyone knows about them and everyone talks about them. And during those teenagers years, you feel like, I want to be that like them as well. Yeah, I remember that was some kind of feelings in me started growing that I wanted to be like them. Yeah. And I want people to be able to see me, so, but I don't mind, it could be different reasons, maybe it's because of my appearance, or maybe it's because of my talent, or maybe it's because of my, probably, good results, like my cleverness, or my leadership skills, and etc. It could be any reasons, but I just feel like I want people to see me. Yeah. And that kind of led me to thinking, actually, the one thing that I want is actually, I want people to see me shine. Yeah. And so, but I'm actually not quite sure, why was I chasing after all these, abstract things and, just some so-called definition that people put on people or you put on to yourself. Yeah. So I guess it probably could be because of my ego or just because of the peers competition that you wanted some eyes on you, and perhaps that was the age that all of us kind of believed that we could be some sort of famous person and that could bring us benefit in terms of we are able to do things that we want or we would like. Yeah. So however, it was kind of ironic and conflicting that although I wanted to shine, I want people to see me, I want to stand out, but still, I'm afraid of being too different. But, it's a very conflicting thing that usually people who are famous or people who attract a lot of attention are special in their own ways. Yeah. And that's the reason, why they stand out, right? From the normal population. So, when I give it a thought, I wanted to shine, but at the same time, I'm afraid of being different, it was very confusing. And what do I actually want then? Yeah. While reflecting on it, it leads us to my next point. which is the underlying reasons that made us so afraid of being different. The first thing that we all know is we are afraid of being judged. It's normal that we want to be able to fit in to the society or societal circles that we like. We humans are social animals. We needed to be surrounded by people. It is our human nature that we want this, we like this, and we need it. Yeah. And because of this, it is normal that we are afraid of being judged because we are being too different from the group. However, ignoring your own self and needs for long term, just because you want to fit into the social circles, might possibly bring us even more negative consequences in our lives. For example, because we want to fit into the social circles that we kind of like, yeah, so we are trying to hide our own true self, and we're probably going to do things that we don't personally agree or like. When this happens, it would be worth asking yourself, is that what you want in life? Just to be able to fit into this social circle? Yeah. And sometimes being different could also be a sign that probably we haven't met people who are of our same type. It is not easy to find your own people. Some people might be looking for them for their entire life and couldn't really find one and that they think fit them 100%. But of course, you couldn't really find someone that is like 100% similar to you, because everyone are just different in their own ways. Everyone's are just special. So just find your same type of person instead of, you know, trying to look for someone that shares your probably interest in 100%. Yeah. So however, if you truly know what you want in life, then take your time to explore and meet different people. You probably going to meet them quite soon, because you're trying to, you know, get in touch with different people, trying to know different people, what they do, what they like. Yeah. So when you slow down and try to find your people who are of your same type, and you eventually found it, it will make you feel a lot better than spending all your time entertaining the social circles that you yourself know that you don't fit in, you don't belong. Yeah. You won't be happy after all if you force yourself to join the social circles that you yourself don't feel that you belong. Yeah. So the next thing is, like, when we are able to accept that there's nothing wrong with being different, I guess that's the point that we are able to live to our own truth. Yeah. We're being honest to ourselves instead of hiding our true selves and fake our way into fitting a circle that we don't think we belong to. By being honest to ourselves, we could live our life more in the present, because you're truly experiencing it without hiding yourself. You know what you want, yeah, and you know what you're doing. And through that, as we accept that ourselves are different, it probably gonna lead us to greater happiness at the end of the day, because, you know, we know what we want and we are being honest with ourselves, and most importantly, our emotions as well at the same time. And it is actually quite inspiring to see that, you know, many successful people around the globe are quite different in their own way. But the most important thing is they don't care being different. Yeah. Because they know what they want to do and achieve, there's no point for them to think about what others think of them and if they are being weird or something, because, yeah, that just doesn't matter. Instead, they pay more attention on things that truly matters in working their way towards things that they want or towards stuff that they want to achieve. And that strong focus leads them to achieving greater success, which I guess all of us should really reflect on this and think about it and give it a try if you know, there's nothing wrong with being different. Yeah. So I guess the main conclusion point that I want to make today is that there's nothing wrong with being different. But the most important thing is we ourselves have to first accept it. Yeah. Then all those like potential benefits that I mentioned earlier would follow. The first step is you accept it yourself, then the benefits will follow. Yeah. let's be brave and live our life based on what we want instead of what the society told you to be. We write our own life stories. Of course, I have to admit that I'm not very confident and comfortable with being different yet. But yeah, I guess let's all work on it and be brave and write our own stories. So I guess that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, feel free to like and share and subscribe to our channel. And if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave us a review and interact with me if you have any questions or anything. So I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkdots.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkdotspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.